This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now about what happens when things go wrong. Not systemically wrong, not economy-breaking wrong, just a glitch. But a glitch in an industry that requires breathtaking precision. High-tech manufacturing is what we're talking about here. Semiconductors, for instance, have tolerances measured in nanometers. Lasers require crystals of incredible chemical purity. Inevitably, though, mistakes are made. And when that happens, one industry's trash becomes another industry's jewelry. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
At a mobile phone industry conference in Barcelona back in 2013, a representative of a New Hampshire-based company called GT Advanced Technologies is giving a demonstration to a reporter. He picks up a chunk of concrete and scrapes it ferociously across the screen of his iPhone.
And I'm going to start to, scratch away, right? And when I clear that away, you'll see that there's no damage to the screen itself.
GTAT had agreed to make sapphires for Apple, which was considering replacing the Gorilla Glass on its screens with the much harder material. Bob Sanders is a reporter at the New Hampshire Business Review who covered GTAT for more than a decade.
They needed to produce really big ones, bigger than they ever done before, at higher temperatures than ever before.
Sapphires weighing hundreds of pounds, much larger and much purer than what's found in nature.
And they signed a contract to do this. Problem is that they couldn't.
They hadn't made sapphires before, just the furnaces used to make them. There were defects, there were cracks, and the enormous crystals called boules were useless. They piled up.
They call them a boule graveyard.
The company went bankrupt. Shareholders lost more than $1 billion. Litigation ensued. The giant sapphires disappeared.
We were asking around pretty actively to see if any of it had gotten out during the bankruptcy.
Stephen Challoner is co-founder of Angry Turtle Jewelry, based in Raleigh, North Carolina.
We were lucky enough to find one from a surplus warehouse somewhere in Oregon, I think. We had it shipped to us freight.
It weighed 500 pounds.
We had to take it apart with a concrete saw and with sledgehammers to get out the few clean areas. But once it's trimmed up, it cuts absolutely beautiful stones.
They glitter and shine, and Challoner sells them on Etsy and Instagram now.
Our business is centered around repurposing industrial materials, which are grown for science, medicine, and research, and reusing them as gemstones.
They range from a few dollars to a few $1,000s for a single stone. In his workshop, Challoner holds a pink ruby larger than a golf ball and slices through it with a diamond saw. The stones he cuts were originally intended for lasers, medical imaging machines, cell phones, even fusion reactors. This ruby was left over from the 1980s Strategic Defense Initiative, also known as Star Wars.
Sourcing this stuff is basically a full-time job. We have to do a lot of cold calls, send a lot of emails, and find crystal growers or crystal processors or researchers who are willing to part with their scrap.
They are not always willing. Sometimes scrap is remelted and recycled. Sometimes the crystal's composition is top secret. Some of the scientific crystals Challoner manages to get his hands on contain rare earth elements. Some of them change color. Some of them actually glow in the dark.
I think my favorite is LUAG, lutetium aluminum garnet. It is used to detect invisible radiation. And it has an insane neon green color. It glows like nobody's business.
One of those rough stones went to Eric Bardawil, owner of House of Silas, to facet into a gem.
So he sent it to me. I opened the box. It's just glowing. You know, I texted him, "What is this stuff? Is it safe? Are you going to kill me if I cut it?"
Bardawil cut it, posted the video on TikTok. It got 1.2 million views.
People went crazy. And then for the next month, I think all I did was sell LUAG gemstones.
They go for a few hundred to more than $1,000. Bardawil thinks the popularity of these industrial stones is in part because of a shift in the diamond market. People are warming up to lab-grown diamonds for wedding rings, and that's spilled over into acceptance for synthetic colored stones, especially if they have a good backstory, like failed industrial products or fusion generator parts.
We'll have to kind of see whether it fizzles out or what, you know, so I have faith.
For now, it's not just the crystals that are glowing. Sales are bright, too. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.